Talking today with Clay Pope from the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. Clay, great crowd as always at Conservation Day, and good news once again for Oklahoma in that very significant reduction in nutrients in our streams.
Absolutely. This is the fifth year in a row we've been in the top 10 among all states in reduction in nutrients and non-point source pollution. Now, we were hoping for the third year in a row we'd be number one. We're number two in the nation this year, but still, when you see the amount of nutrients that we've reduced, you think about especially phosphorus, especially some of the challenges we've seen in areas like Uchi-Spavinaw and the Illinois River. This is the fifth year in a row that we've been number one among the states in reduction of phosphorus from our surface water. The fact that we're able to do that with a much smaller appropriation, both state and federal, than some of the other states have received. In fact, Virginia, who's number one, one of the reasons why I feel that they've moved ahead of us, is a huge infusion of resources that they've had through the Chesapeake Bay Initiative, which, again, is a major problem. But I think it shows what can happen when you have an approach like we have in Oklahoma. We're one of the top five states, again, for the fifth year in a row, and we've done it not through regulations, but through voluntary action. And, you know, we're sitting here saying how proud we are in the conservation partnership about what we're doing. The people who should really be proud and who really deserve the credit are the farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma and the other landowners that are willing to do things on their land, again, through voluntary programs, not through regulations. Nobody's forcing them to do it. Working together cooperatively, we're making great strides in addressing non-point source pollution and doing it in ways that over long term make economic sense for the producer. So we're excited. We're glad we can make the announcement again today, and we just hope we can keep the trend going.
Now, when you talk about phosphorus reduction, you're really talking about basically livestock manure, livestock byproducts, right?
Well, and there's various sources that it comes from, but obviously one of the things that's been fingered as being one of the large sources, and rightly so, has been poultry litter in eastern Oklahoma, because we do have phosphorus-loaded soils. The nature of the soil, the nature of the application, by working with those producers, we've been able to make great strides in solving that problem. We're seeing great improvement in our scenic rivers. We're seeing great improvement in Uchi-Spavinaw, and again, for the fifth year in a row, we're leading all the states of the nation in reducing phosphorus in our surface water. So, you know, whether you're talking about nitrogen, whether you're talking about phosphorus, sedimentation, whatever it is, we're doing things, again, not through regulation, but through voluntary action to address this problem and make sure that we've got good quality water and that we can protect that resource for the future. So it's something I think we should all be proud of.
We literally are standing between the House and the Senate right now, Clay. What at the state level are you watching this year that has impact on conservation?
Obviously, the funding situation. I think anytime budgets are tight, like everybody else, we've got to do our part to tighten our belts and to make sure that we're balancing the budget. Concern is, though, that we have seen continuing reductions in the funding for the delivery system. Talking about these water quality numbers, you know, you look at soil erosion. There's a report that came out that, you know, you go back to the 80s, we've actually stabilized soil erosion nationwide. That's a great story, but when you stop and think about the amount of erosion that we still have and the fact that we're going to try to feed 9 billion people by mid-century on a declining land base, that's a critical problem. Oklahoma's made great strides in wind erosion. We've got a lot of challenges with water erosion, and as we've seen the last 2 days, you know, with the wind that's been blowing, we've got a little ways to go on wind erosion too. So we've got to make sure that we've got the tools out there to help producers to take advantage of the programs, to provide them technical assistance, to help make sure that they get the best information possible and can utilize the programs both on the state and federal level. That's a major concern. We are interested in Senator Schultz's bill on drought-proof communities. We're hoping to have some numbers here pretty soon on the money that went out to the door through the drought relief program last year and what it's meant to producers, especially in southwest Oklahoma and Texas County up in the Panhandle. We want to make sure that our producers, if this drought goes ahead, redevelops, becomes as deep and as hard as some of us are afraid it could this late spring and summer, we want to make sure that we've got those resources out there. And then looking at soil health, major initiative through USDA, something that we're very excited about. It ties everything that we're talking about together as far as water quality, soil erosion, increased productivity, you name it. We're hoping to be able to make sure that we can continue working on that. Flood control dams too. Obviously, we've got 2,100 of those, and we've got to make sure that we can capture the money that was made available by Chairman Lucas in the Farm Bill to do that rehab work. So those are the primary issues that we're looking at this year.